You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, the banks step up the war on scammers, the rise of superannuation shareholders, and oil prices retreat. They're all coming up next. It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Friday, the 24th of November, 2023. On Market Day, we'll speak with Marcus Bogdan from Blackmore Capital. But first, to the war on scammers, and Australia's big banks have formed what's called the Scam Safe Accord by jointly investing $100 million to improve customer protection. So they include things like cross-checking of names and accounts when making transfers, biometric checks when opening new accounts, and payment limits to high-risk platforms like cryptocurrencies. And while you can soon expect to see even more notifications from banks alerting you to risks, there will also be transactional delays, especially on new transfers, to ensure security. To explain, here is the CEO of the Australian Banking Association, Anna Bly.
As more and more customers have jumped into the world of digital banking, and we saw that get turbocharged during COVID, we need to make sure that the digital space is as safe as it can possibly be. For a long time, the digital space has valued speed and efficiency of transfers. With some of these initiatives today, we're going to look at slowing some of that down a little bit. That helps to give your bank the best chance of getting your money back if it does go to the wrong place. We do expect that customers will see, particularly when you're sending something to the very first time to an account you haven't used before, or you're lifting your daily limits, that there might be some delays, some warnings that you haven't seen before. So yes, get set for some of your bank transfers to be done a little differently over the next 12 months, but it's all designed for your safety. And it's all designed to make sure that we can win the war on scams.
That is the CEO of the ABA, Anna Bly, there.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
It was a quiet trading day because the US was closed for the Thanksgiving holiday, but the ASX 200 finished stronger, only just. The S&P ASX 200 up 0.2% to 7,040 points. For more, I spoke with Marcus Bogdan, the Chief Investment Officer at Blackmore Capital.
Well, the markets continue to rise over the month, and today we've seen gains in the energy sector, the utility sector led by Origin Energy, and a further recovery in the property trusts.
We'll talk about Origin Energy in a few moments. OPEC Plus was supposed to hold its meeting at the weekend. It's now been delayed. What's all of this done to the oil price? What are the implications? And what does it say about the world economy?
Well, it's an extraordinary delay. Oil prices were actually weaker overnight. And there seems to be an internal dispute amongst OPEC members around the level of quotas. Saudi Arabia have been incredibly disciplined around quotas, but I think they are getting some pressure from other African nations to increase those quotas. And at the same time, we are seeing an increase of output in non-OPEC members at a time when the global economy is starting to slow. And so over the last month or so, we have seen oil prices come back around 10%.
There's an interesting trend going on in the market here, and that's the rise of the superannuation fund as a shareholder, right? So Origin Energy today, it has delayed a shareholder vote on a takeover proposal after it received a refreshed bid, which it has implied as inferior. But like I mentioned, the real story here is the opposition from its major shareholder, Australian Super, and it really highlights this story about Australia's growing superannuation sector and the power that they're holding. I'm just keen to get, as an analyst and a market player, what your take on all of this is.
Well, this is an extraordinary dispute between two very large, powerful groups. One is a private equity consortium, one of the largest in the world through Brookfield, and then versus AustralSuper, which is leading this charge of industry super funds, which have been particularly important in terms of their investment in critical Australian infrastructure. And there is a clear division over price. AustralianSuper believes that the bid is undervalued and doesn't recognise the inherent value of these critical infrastructure projects that Origin Energy have.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors at the moment?
I think the opportunities are still in the resources and the energy sectors, given what we're seeing in terms of the energy transition, the very critical nature that resources play, and then the overlaying that is the geopolitical issues that we're seeing around energy markets and the significance of oil and gas in the energy transition.
Marcus Bogdan there from Blackmore Capital.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.